You know what? You're valid as fuck. You might look at yourself in the mirror and think you're too fat or too hairy or too weird, but what you really need to realize is that you are worth loving exactly as you are. You're alive. You've got a condo in the safe part of town. You've got all of your debt paid off. You have money saved up to cover your bills for a year. And you have a steady job that you enjoy. And you're not even 30 yet. People your age are still struggling with loans and budgets. So what if you're too fat or too hairy or you're anxious? You deserve to be adored as you are right fucking now. You're cute. You are funny. And all of your kinks are acceptable. And you're not a creep for having them. You want a family, and it's not even a meme. You want to be a father. And that's what normal guys want. It's perfectly natural to want a pretty girl and not have to lower your expectations. Why should you have to compromise on the most important decision in your life? Oh, what? Someone your age already figured it all out? So what? They aren't you, and you're great. You should be happy with who you are right now. You want to feel upset with yourself for not being better? That's fine too. Those are your emotions, and you deserve to feel them. Sometimes people have regrets, and it's fine to do so. What feels even better, though, is accepting yourself as what you are right here and right now. You can be even better. And it's not catching up. You're not falling behind. You're living your life, your exclusive journey, and you're going to make even more great decisions. You're going to do even greater things. You have so much of your life ahead of you. You can be incredible and amazing, and you can get better, you can be better, but that doesn't mean that you're not good as you are right now. You're wonderful. This pandemic, this Antifa rioting, you weren't the cause of any of it. And you couldn't control it. You weren't in a bad place for not getting to travel like you planned. There's a once-in-a-century pandemic out there, and you know what? You were right to say that people needed to take this more seriously. You were able to see the wind was blowing at the time when the politicians just wanted to call each other racist. That's foresight, and that's powerful. Yeah, you didn't stop the virus, and you know what? That's okay. You are one average person. You are not responsible for the direction of the international trade and the U.S. foreign relations. No one was expecting you to keep things stable. NGOs and government are gigantic power-broking leavenants, and you did as much as you could. You got your whole family wearing masks back in February when people in your town were saying it was racist. No one in your whole extended family has gotten sick, and half of you live in the worst-hit areas. You did everything you could, and you were right, and you protected people. Be proud of that. And accept that you don't need to change the whole world. Just your world. You're still not happy with yourself? You still feel inadequate, or fat, or lonely, or not figuring it all out faster? Well, nothing would make me happier than seeing you work on those fears and regrets and shames one step at a time. You can't get over that stuff all at once. It takes time. And it's okay to give yourself that time and that space to do that. You are great just as you are right now, but you want to be even better. You want to be perfect. That's incredible. That's quite the thing to aspire to. That's a good feeling to have, but you need to give yourself a break too. You've made a lot of progress. Don't forget that. And you're gonna make even more progress. This virus is going to be defeated. The political chaos in your country is going to sort itself out, whether you're involved or not, and you're only one person. You can't be expected to be that deciding factor. And you never had to. You're doing okay. You are a wonderful young man. And yeah, part of you knows this is just a shallow reading of some rambly crap coming off of a weed edibles, and that the girl reading this couldn't actually give two shits about you, but that's not true. Right here and right now, just accept the kayfabe a little, and believe me. Believe this woman. Let me be your anima for just a little. Let me take that part of you over and tell you what you need to hear far more these days. I love you. I love who you are. I know that you're gonna make everything you wanted in your life happen. You'll make this job work. You're gonna get your sabbatical in the UK when this virus is over. You made the right choice not going this year. And yeah, you are probably crazy for wanting to spend that much time in freaking Scotland of all places, but god damn it, you grew up on Harry Potter and Doctor Who, and you don't have to be some cultured East Asian wanderer like all the snooty travel fags over on Triv. Vacations aren't a status symbol, they're adventures. You want to do what you love, and that's wonderful, and you're gonna do it. Believe in yourself. Like I believe in you, right now. And just go fap to something. You deserve to come whenever you want to. Never feel gross about that. Never let someone make you feel gross about that. You want to fantasize about me a bit? You go right ahead. You're not hurting anyone by imagining whatever you want about me or any woman. Thoughts are just thoughts, and I still love you. None of this is real, and it doesn't matter. Everything I said is still true. You are so fucking valid. Go take on the world, King. Rock that job, live how you want to live, make that beautiful family, and never stop loving who you love. I want you to be so happy. And also, give me your money. I'm a broke e-girl, and your dumbass just admitted you have cash to burn. So buy my thigh pics, you fucking simp. My OnlyFans is queen_bitch-66.